She is called the Yumchenmo in Tibetan, or the Prajnaparamita in Sanskrit. And she is an embodiment of a teaching. Shakyamuni Buddha, during his lifetime, gave the teachings called the Perfection of Wisdom teachings. And what those are is the teaching of the union of primordial wisdom and the skillful means of compassion. Because if you have wisdom without compassion, that doesn't work. And if you have compassion without wisdom, that also doesn't work. So you'll see that her hands are in the mudra of teaching. And so she is teaching this primordial wisdom in union with the skillful means of compassion. And so those teachings he gave during his lifetime, and he asked that they not be revealed because he didn't feel that the world was ready for them yet. And so they were hidden away, and in about 100 BC, they were revealed and circulated and taught and throughout India and then to China. So they were very, very commonly taught teachings, the higher Dharma teachings. And somewhere around 400 AD, the Prajnaparamita, the embodiment, this figure that you see here, appeared as a representation of those teachings. And so that is how she came to be. Dharma art is never signed, and so it's very hard where things came from. And so, and then the gabule, the thing behind her, there, the flat thing that's behind her, gabule in Tibetan or Tarana in Sanskrit, which literally means arch doorway, but you'll often see them behind, or you'll see them behind an image. And it represents the enlightened mind of that deity or Buddha or image that's in front of them. And this particular one is called a six-ornament throne of enlightenment. And this style with these particular animals and beings on it was first started by the Nuwari metalsmiths and woodcarvers of Kathmandu Valley. And so you'll see it pretty commonly behind behind images of the Buddha and different deities. So each of the animals or the figures on that represent one of the six paramitas, which are concentration, diligence, patience, discipline, morality, that sort of thing, generosity. So each of the animals represents one of those aspects. But everything in Tibetan art means something. Even these different shapes of scroll work mean different things. So these snow lions that you see here, they're standing up. And so these snow lions, their eyes are pointed up, and that represents the yogin's renunciation of samsaric life, or ordinary life. And then the paws up represent diligence on the path. And then the four paws represent the four immeasurable qualities of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, which is joy with jealousy, you know, being happy in other people's fortune, and equanimity. Volumes written. We haven't had a Kala Chakra down here. You know, there are very few sacred sites in the West, as you know. And, you know, when Rinpoche was deciding what to do when he came to the West, he decided that he could probably benefit the most beings by creating a sacred site. And so shortly after he moved here, he decided on this project.